This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I want to talk to you today about a new product that I've created that is in use that we are getting fantastic feedback on. It's called the Virtual Closing System. That's what I intended to be. So as you listen to what I'm about to tell you. It's very important. There's a new form of content that is now being created, that is being put into use on our clients' websites, that is working really well. It's called Chalk Talks. We have our attorney clients, some of them, in front of a whiteboard, and we're encouraging them to do these virtual initial consultations, not just over phone, but over video, over Zoom, or over join.me, etc. And when they do, the biggest thing that they can do to help convert clients and put them at ease and educate and improve their conversion rate is to do a case evaluation in front of a whiteboard. Now, I call it a chalk talk because historically you might have done this in front of a chalkboard. But if you think of a chalkboard, if you think of a whiteboard, what does that tell you? That tells you teacher. That doesn't tell you salesperson. People listen to teachers. They are people of authority. They learn from them. You want to create this experience with your potential clients. You don't want them to see you as a commodity, like every other attorney. You want to teach them a little bit. You want that authority. You want that respect, and you want them to listen to you. If they don't listen to you on that initial consult, they'll never be a good client. They'll never listen to you as you help them on their case. And we all know that those make for very bad clients that won't listen to you. So right from the get-go, right from this initial consultation, you should not be pitching the person only. You should not come across as a salesman. You should come across as an authority and an authoritative teacher. What better way to do that than to show the person what is happening with their case, what the fact pattern is, what the dynamic of the case is, which I'll go into in a second, and what in the future may happen with a diagrammed tree of possibilities going on for the next 6 months that their case will be in play, or the next year, or however long. So back it up a little bit. This case eval, you want to be in front of a whiteboard. You want to have three things. So you want to write up the facts of the case. You want to ask the potential client, okay, what's going on with the case? And start writing it on the whiteboard, the salient points and bullet point form. That's the background. Then you want to say to the client, all right, current situation. So if it's a DUI, you want to diagram the scene where they were pulled over and arrested. If it's estate planning, you want to diagram the family tree with the beneficiaries and the marriages and all that, you know, lurking out there. If it's family law, again, family tree, who are the kids, the kids from previous marriages, who's married to whom, for how long, what are the assets, etc. If it's personal injury, what does the scene of the accident look like? If it's a slip and fall, if it's an auto accident, etc. So regardless of the practice area, you want to do a diagram of the current situation. And all practice areas, whether you think about it or not, they do lend themselves to doing a diagram. And again, you want to ask questions of the potential client, get them involved in this process. Now, third step, what is the future going to look like? This is a branching tree diagram, typically because their case will take one of several paths. You don't know which. You can put percentages and likelihoods, but if you now show someone the future and what may happen and how long it'll take and what they can expect, the potential client is going to come away with like a wow factor. They see you, they hear you, they interact with you. They're helping to create these diagrams instead of you just lecturing to them. The case eval is now, I believe, going to become a cornerstone of being a good attorney that converts clients. And it's going to kick the ass of people that just sell by phone only. And people that demand that the client come into the office, well, good luck with that right now with this coronavirus stuff. In the future, that may be difficult as well. So everyone's moving to the phones. The smart attorneys are also using video to help convert their clients. And here's the last tie-in I want to give you. So you do initial consults. Yes, the stuff you discuss may be attorney-client privileged, but not the stuff that you discuss that doesn't have the client's name in it. So I encourage you to get screenshots of some of your consults with just you in the screen. I encourage you to take video snippets of your consults that don't have the person's name in it or the person's name bleeped out or edited out, and make this content on your website. Because you can now say, here's an example of a KC vow I did with someone recently, and have a 1 minute video clip. Here's an example of a KC vow I did with someone that, you know, it was their first time DUI. Here's a case of vow of someone I did with long-term marriage, lot of assets, and three kids. Here's a case of vow I did with a family where there was like six beneficiaries. One was in jail, and they were going to go for a will contest, or there was going to be a probate fight. So regardless of your practice area, you can make a whole series of videos of chalk talks that can be put on your website, that can be sent out to potential clients to show them examples of who you are and what you do. They can see you in action. And in the legal space, that's so rare. You can't show people yourself in action most of the time. But with these chalk talks, you can. And you can bet that this is going to be super compelling content. You could have the video on your site along with an article about subject X. You could have a transcript of that video. You could put these things on YouTube. You can use this content in many, many, many places. You can even put it into a speaker book and have QR codes or URLs that reference it to really beef up and make the speaker book even more juicy with real content so they can see you and hear you. So this is the new. You want the competitive advantage. You want to convert clients in a difficult economy and really surpass your competitors. This is it. I want you to take a look at it and consider it. You don't have to buy it from me, but you at least need to do it. If you don't, I'm sorry. You're going to be losing out to competitors that do. So I hope this helps. If you have interest in the virtual closing system, which is not just about the technology, there's a lot of scripts involved. There's a lot of positioning and authority and a way to do this the right way so it's effective. Let us know. Call Speakeasy Marketing 888-225-8594. We have a webinar about this just now. You can visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. But I encourage you either embrace the virtual closing and do it on your own or come talk to us about the product. But please, get that competitive advantage for yourself.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.